And we're live. Smashcast number 27.
27.
We had such a good episode last week from with Cecily.
Unbelievable.
So if you guys haven't heard that one, go to 26. And that was an amazing testimonial from Cecily.
Yeah, it was. That was such a good one. That was just such a good one.
Such a good one.
I can't follow that up. I can't follow that up.
No.
It's like a better comedian comes on before you and you're like, oh, now I have to take the mic? No. So it was a great.
It was
great Smashcast.
It was. I feel like I want to. I was trying to listen to it again, but you know, squirrel.
Yeah.
So. And we have no idea what we're talking about today, but we're just here.
We're here.
We want to show consistency, and tenacity. Is that a thing?
Yeah, tenacity is a thing.
What is tenacity?
It's juggernautedness.
Ooh, that is me.
Juggernautery.
Juggernautery.
Tenacity is the ability to just keep doing it.
Mm.
Just keep doing it.
That's it.
Tenacious. Like somebody, it's like a bulldog that just grabs onto something and just doesn't let go.
That is me. That is us.
That is Carlo, for
that
sure.
That is us.
That is Carlo Gorilla.
Yeah. And we're leading the ship, and that is us.
That is us.
We must keep going. So April, what is this?
April 18th today.
Okay.
So we're a week and a half away from...
The Strongman Competition.
Strongman Competition.
April 27th.
10 o'clock, Saturday, April 27th. Although the lifting may get started at 10:30, depending on things.
Yeah.
But I'd say 10 o'clock to 5.
It's a free event, guys.
Yes.
Definitely check
That's
it out.
The point. It's
April
free.
27th. The athlete's going to be warming up here in Smash Iron Fitness.
Yep.
The event's going to be going down in Red Rock Harley-Davidson.
Yep.
Right next door. It's going to be amazing, guys. There's going to be guys traveling around from the whole... I want to say, I don't want to say cross country, like completely like continental, but for sure in the United States, they're traveling on traveling for this.
Yeah.
So
it's going to be big.
It's going to be huge.
I mean, just the number of participants is just, it's amazing.
20
amateurs. Just 20 amateurs. That's just the amateurs.
Yeah.
We got three or four or five pros coming.
I mean, amazing.
It's going to be big.
It's going to be big time. And this is our first, Las Vegas Strongest that we are partnered with Ronnie.
Yep.
Ronnie's the head chair of it.
Yep.
And he's doing such a great job. So shout out to Ronnie.
Yeah, for sure. Well, he's running it the way that he would want it run.
Correct.
Like if he was competing, how would he want it? And that's exactly how he's designing the whole damn thing.
Yeah.
And I mean, how you can't get any better than that.
You can't. You can't.
So, it's gonna be awesome for that reason alone.
Food trucks. In my opinion. Food trucks, music, good vibes, community. That's what we're all about.
Yep.
Yes. What else? What else we got going on? We just did that survey.
Yes, we did the survey. So we've analyzed it. We used our statistical analysis.
What survey for people that don't know what?
So we did a member survey. We did one last year at this time, about this time actually, and then we did one this year. And this year's question was, you know, have you recommended Smash in the past 6 months? So most people said yes, some people said no. Then they rated things like, you know, equipment and staff and cleanliness. And so they rated all these different attributes. And the question is you know, what drives recommendation? So some of the good things is, you know, community, the people here, the staff, the other members, the culture and the vibe are all rated very strongly that actually affected recommendation. One thing that we need to work on is cleanliness. And so we're coming up with things to help improve on that, including... you know, more frequency of checking the bathrooms as well as decluttering the gym. So we'll talk about more. There's more on this that's going to come out in the next, I'd say, week or two.
Yes.
But it was people were very thorough in their comments, and we'll send out a summary of those comments to the members, and really helpful with feedback. And I think I'm really appreciative that there was such specificity in what people were commenting on.
Yeah, for sure.
Which is helpful because I can't read minds. I certainly can't.
And I asked people, I was like, did you get the survey? And they had no idea of it. So it's like, some people just don't, it's okay. You get, not a lot of people check their emails.
Okay, that's fair.
So it was those 36 people legitimately just check their emails more often than the rest.
It could be.
You know, or we just didn't have your right email, but just thank you for everyone who participated in that.
Yep.
Give us a good, you know, perspective
on
what.
A good perspective on what we can work
because
on.
Because last survey last year, what did that one prove?
Yeah, that one. Well, that was all about one thing that we wanted to know then was, you know, has Smash changed your life? Essentially, like that. Something, one of those kinds of questions. And culture came up as number one, as well as staff and other members. So, it's very clear that that's what people come here for, which is cool. So what do you do with that? It's like, well, we can rest on our laurels. And I'm like, no, actually, we keep on doubling down on it. We make sure that we run community events, that we have an inclusive environment, that we, you know, try to really understand and get to know people and, you know, introduce members to other members.
Yeah.
Like, that's it's hard coming into a gym like this and just doing your own thing. Like, it's nice. Oh, it might not. Oh, wow. That's okay, better. That's a difference.
See, that's better.
Okay, got it. And we're live.
And we're live.
and so it's good to help introduce people around the gym.
Yeah, I think that's important. I mean,
make them feel welcome.
Yeah, I mean, even like a simple gym tour that we do. You know, I try to get people involved.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and we double down on our community as in like, yo, like, welcome to Smash Iron Fitness.
Yep.
Everyone kind of knows everyone here, and if you don't, then you're doing something wrong.
Yeah, or you just need to be led. Like, and yeah. We're okay with that. Yeah. I mean, because this can be an intimidating environment. Yes. It was for me when I first joined.
And actually, most people say that.
Yeah.
Most people say that. It's like, it is intimidating right off the bat.
But you know,
it's like a big scary bear, and it becomes like the most cuddly thing ever.
Yeah, like Ronnie is a great example. I mean, there's all the people like here like this, but you know, Ronnie's a good example where, you know, he can deadlift a horse, and he can, you know, put a moose on his back and run with it. But he's really awesome to talk to, and really, really nice. And so I think once you get over the physicality and seeing people, you know, deadlift 750 pounds and squat 500 pounds and things of that sort, then you're like, oh, they're actually really, really nice people. Well, but you don't know that until you talk to people.
It's the paradigm of it, right? It's like the most scariest people are actually the most timid, the most like down to earth, right? And I think it explains a lot.
It does, because, but this is also the kind of gym where you cannot bring your ego.
No.
It doesn't work here.
Well, I mean, you can, but it'll get checked.
Yeah, it'll get checked quick.
It'll get checked.
It'll get checked
quick. Which is fine.
Quick.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, no one's perfect. And right. Most people do have an ego problem. Even if you don't think you have an ego problem, most people do. Unless you're like, yeah, I used to have an ego. Because I think everyone does have an ego problem.
Well, to some degree. But this is, you can't rest on that here. Because there's always someone stronger. More mobile. Like there's always
for sure.
Always
and
that.
You can get hurt. You can get hurt.
Yeah, for sure.
You can get hurt.
Not by other people, of course. But
I mean, look, I got hurt.
Yeah, I mean, still feel bad about that.
It's okay, man. It's all right.
Injuries suck.
Injuries do suck, but it's okay. I'm rubbing it out.
Yeah, yeah.
Rubbing it out one day at a time.
Yep. Well, this is talking about the culture. So, you know, Carlo and I were talking about this yesterday and the day before. Like, this is not dollars and cents above all. Like, this is a business, yes, and we're not running a nonprofit. But at the same time, like, the how you do things at this gym matters. And the members who come to this gym appreciate the how that Smash is doing what it's doing.
Mm.
It's not just the, you know, the bottom line. Like, are we making money or not? Like, that's not the number one question that we ask ourselves every single moment of every single day.
It's not a business. It's a...
It would be run differently.
It's a people business.
It's a people business. And so there's something different about that.
Yeah.
There's something different. And, you know, we've got the data to show that, you know, the community matters. And so...
Yeah.
And is valued. So if that's the case, then that's something to lean into or at least understand.
What's up, coach?
Arf. Oh, yeah. Head coach Reggie. Arf.
Yeah, Jen, one of my clients brought this up. She just finished reading a book, and it was about a business that this girl created.
Okay.
That the business itself doesn't make any money, but everyone who's part of the business has each individual role in the business.
Okay.
And they all get paid like $70K per person.
Got it. Okay.
So, but the business itself isn't making money, but they're getting paid from the business.
Got it.
In that amount, but everyone holds their own kind of thing.
Got it. So it's like, okay, so there's less excess profits on the end, but that profit is paid out in the form of higher salaries for those people who contribute to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, everyone has their own department, and if like, and it's a supposedly unlimited PTO, where it's like, it's, but if it's almost like if you feel the need that you need like a vacation, like go.
Yep.
And if you feel like somebody else is taking too much vacation, you need to go as well, kind of thing.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
It's like, yeah. So it's like, it's a different kind of way of thinking of business as well, you know?
That's fair. I mean, they're optimizing for something different than what Wall Street would optimize for.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
It's just a different business plan.
Yeah, it's I like it because there can be different flavors of business.
Yeah, for sure. And I personally think, well, for me, I mean, I'm biased to say this, but the how matters.
Can you explain that? Like, go deeper into that.
So, like, what do you mean by that? Like, if I wanted to find a really high paying job, I've had them before, and I could find a high paying job, and I would hate my life, go back to drinking, work 55 hours a week, and you know, get my soul sucked out of me. I can do that. Cool. But so the how matters. It's not about just the what. Like, if you know, personal training, for instance, if it doesn't go the way that I presume it might for me, like, am I going to go, you know, I have to think about, like, well, what's, you know, what am I going to do? Like, I can make it, you know, money at a bar, as a bartender here, probably can, but that's also not a lifestyle that would be good for me. I know myself. So would I make more money? Yes. But the how matters.
Yeah.
Because if I'm going to sell my soul, I might as well sell my soul to the highest bidder. But I don't want to go down that route.
No.
So the how really matters. And so how Smash makes money or how Smash runs its business is important than just saying, okay, are we in the black or at the red at the end of the month? Like, that's not the... I mean, it matters, obviously, because if we're in the red, we can't be in the red for long. Otherwise, there would be no Smash.
Correct.
But that's also not the number one question that's asked every single time. It's like the questions I hear you ask are, you know, are the members engaged enough? Are we holding enough events? Or, you know, we may need to fix this in the future. Things of that sort. Not, you know, my gosh, you know, we, whatever. It's just,
well, I understand that this business doesn't run without the people in it.
No, it doesn't. Not this one. Not this one.
Yeah. Well, yeah, not this one. Exactly.
The reason why I say that is you can run a gym or any business just so heavily on processes where the people you can just exchange in and out. The people are just
commoditized. They're just numbers.
They're just numbers. It's like, okay, trainer two, trainer three, trainer four, gym manager X. Like, that's all they are. But here is a little bit different. Like, the trainers are different. You're different. You know, your mom and dad and Emily at the PR Smoothie Bar, it's a different. And so the reason why this place runs as it does is not just because we have a gym manager and, you know, 12 trainers, and it's because of the people involved as well.
Yeah.
That matters here.
Yeah.
But you can replace some of that with processes, but you lose the people portion of that. So that's the how.
Yeah.
That's a how that this business has made a choice to actually pay attention to that. And it, you know, like I said, it resonates with the members.
Yeah. And we're going to continue.
Yeah.
We're going to continue that and doubling down on the people.
Yeah.
And make it for the people. Even if we're not like double black.
Yeah. Yeah. You know?
Because we got to be a little black.
Well, the gym's not open. That's right.
You gotta be a little black.
That's because
the little black allows us to invest into it.
So yeah. Again, this is the how. So you're looking at a bottom line where you're a little black, a big black, medium black, whatever color black you want, but as a means to figure out, okay, now that we've got X dollars, how do we reinvest in the gym to better service our members?
Yes.
That's the reason to make more black, not just because you want to see a big number in your bank account. It's like it's a means, not an end.
Mm.
It's like the whole reason to get an extra 5,000, 10,000, 100,000 is to do XYZ. We want to do this. We want to do that. Like, that's why we're doing that.
Mm-hmm.
It's different. Like I said, when you're talking about just business, it's all about how black can I get that number at the end? And then how do I get more black?
At whatever cost.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Because... like, you know, because members become numbers. It's not just the staff become members, but members become numbers. They're numbers. That's all they are.
Yeah.
They're numbers, and they're walking lifetime values. You know,
what makes a difference? Because I think it makes a difference because I'm in the trenches with them. Because if I was running this business,
I
was running this business through my phone,
then
it would be all numbers. And most business owners. Run it through their phones.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, it's not scalable in that sense. Unless we expand into what we talked about the other day, and franchising it.
Yeah. It's a possibility. But even then, you know, the Smash Montana or Smash Nashville would not be Smash Vegas.
No.
It'd have the logo and the colors and maybe the same equipment and the same kind of thing, but that's where that's all the similarities end. And, you know, that franchisee may run it as a dollars and cents numbers game, which, again, people want to make money. That's cool. I get it. This is that world. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. But and then, different. But we could, I mean, part of the policy, we could instill on how they treat their customers.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, you know? We can have policies in place and procedures. Right? Sure.
Unlike, you know, because Smash is successful because of culture, because of how we treat the community, because of, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that could be something. Like a Chick-fil-A. Right. No matter what Chick-fil-A you go.
Well, they also control that. That's a good point. They have tight controls over that brand. That's right.
Their customer service is always my pleasure. Yeah. It's good.
Part of the package. That's
part of the package.
And for a franchisee, they're like they know what they're getting out of Chick-fil-A as a brand.
Correct.
So there's something attracted to that. It's like, okay, I'm buying into Chick-fil-A as a brand.
Correct.
So if that means I have to do these 437 rules in their book, cool.
Yeah.
Because I'll make money doing it and, you know, people have a lot of chicken.
Because this equals that.
Yeah.
You know?
So, yeah, we'll see.
We'll see.
It's going to be a whirlwind of a spring and summer, I would say.
Yes. Let's just get through this election year, man, because this election year is all funky-dunky. Funky-dunky!
Yeah. Still don't think it's going to be Biden versus Trump.
What do you think it's going to be?
One or both of them won't be on the ticket. I would be shocked if both of them are on the ticket in November.
Really?
Oh, I believe that for 6 months. Yep. Something's going to happen to one or both.
You would be shocked if both of them are on
the
ticket. Yes,
if it's Biden, if it actually comes down to Biden versus Trump in November, I would be shocked. I'd be surprised.
Okay.
I'd be surprised. Now, who is it going to be? I have no idea.
Yeah.
But I would be surprised. My money is on that it's not Biden versus Trump versus RFK. It'll be Biden versus someone versus RFK, or Trump versus someone versus RFK, or two completely. It will be something.
Yeah.
I would be surprised, and I will eat my hat if it actually is Biden versus Trump. That's fine, but I would be shocked. I really would be.
That's a good perspective because I haven't thought about that one.
Yeah, I don't give this country and the government much credit that we're just going to smooth sail until the election and everything's going to be fine and we're going to count the votes and we'll have a president by the end of that day. No, I just don't think it's going to happen. I mean, look what happened in 2020. I mean, a lot of stuff happened in 2020.
Yeah.
So.
Which a lot.
I mean, not even just the election, but everything leading up to it.
A lot of stuff was already happening now. I mean.
Well, yeah, there's Iran's getting involved.
Iran, Israel, and you've Russia, got these, China.
We've got protests.
Yeah.
Blocking airports, and so it's gonna be one of those summers. So everyone can rewind back to 2020 and all of everything that happened that year.
And same with this one.
And we may not even know the flavor of the summer yet.
We don't know the flavor yet.
We don't know the flavor yet.
What's your favorite flavor for ice cream?
Coffee.
Really?
Yes.
You like coffee ice cream?
I love coffee. Yes. There is a brand called McConnell's that makes the best coffee ice cream. I know this because I've tried 6 or 7 or 8 brands of it.
McConnell's.
It's got espresso grinds in it, like a ton of
Ooh.
It. Oh, it's you. If you like coffee and you like ice cream, it is the best coffee ice cream. Period. The end.
McConnell's ice cream.
Yes. You should.
McConnell's coffee ice cream.
Yes, and they make other flavors and stuff. And I've had some of the other flavors, but I'm like, no, I can't cheat on coffee ice cream. So.
Interesting.
Yeah. What's your favorite?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's good.
From you. You learn something new every
day. Yeah, once in a while. But I don't buy it anymore.
Okay.
Because I will eat it by the pint. 12 minutes, it's gone. 12 minutes. It's gone. How about you? What's your favorite ice cream flavor?
Because of my mother, I like mint chocolate chip.
Interesting. Okay.
Because of my mother.
Okay.
I like mint chocolate chip. And It has low ingredients, so that's why I get it too.
Oh, that's fair. That's fair.
Even chocolate chip has low ingredients.
Mm.
Like it's very close to vanilla, very close. It just has chocolate chips.
Yeah,
literally. So it's like I get the Tillamook right now,
and
in Smith's they're having buy one get one free, so it's pretty good.
So hey,
and I don't eat the whole thing. I literally just have like maybe a couple spoons.
I wish I had that kind of self control.
here and there.
There's a good way to do it.
Yeah.
It's a good way to do it.
Yeah.
Well, I will, while we're on self-control.
There I love is it. Something self-control that, is
Yeah, so
is
let's
huge.
Talk about it. So I live down the street from a bar. They have the best pepperoni pizza ever in my entire life.
Really?
Yes.
That's I want to try it.
I eat the whole thing.
One day, let's
my
go.
Record is 1.5 of them.
Really?
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
Let's go eat one.
But well, yeah, we
right
should.
Right now.
So what I do don't to control that. So what I do to control that is I buy the package of Hormel pepperonis, and I'll have like okay. once in a while when I have that pepperoni, I have 4 or 5 pieces of pepperoni, and that's enough to kind of that is equivalent to your couple of spoonfuls of ice cream, and then you're done.
Interesting. I like it.
So on some things I have absolutely no control whatsoever. On the other things, I can meter it out and be okay with it. I cannot give you a reason
but
why.
But McConnell's coffee ice cream?
Nope. Done. No. I'll eat the whole thing. That's why I don't buy donuts either. I'll have half dozen. In my day, oh man.
Donuts. Okay, so okay, let's talk donuts. Because donuts is, there's like, what's your favorite donut?
I'm basic.
Tell
I am
me.
All about the, like the Krispy Kreme.
Ooh.
Just glazed. Just.
Right there.
A dozen.
Love it.
What you do is you put them on top of each other and you squish them all down into a nice
oh
glazed
my
sandwich.
Gosh.
That's about like, yeah, it's like about the thickness of a hamburger. Gone 7 minutes. It's you can't
a
resist
dozen?
That. Yeah. Well, you, again, like if I go big. Don't ask me about my margarita habits.
Oh my God. I've never heard about that.
Yeah. This is what happens when you are bipolar too. So
oh
it's all about extremism.
Wait, when you're what? A Mike Mueller?
Was bipolar. That? Bipolar too.
Bipolar. Got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never done that in my life.
You will though. Now that I've mentioned it. Even if you do 6, it's still very pleasing.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I love Krispy Kremes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, hey, I haven't had them in a long time.
They're
though.
Better warm. Once they get cold, something happens.
Whenever the hot and ready sign was
oh,
I
yes,
used to live
right.
I used to live right next to one.
Yes.
And my wife's like, "Hot and ready." I'm like,
"You go."
I went.
You have to
and,
go.
You know,
you
and,
have to go.
So good.
Yeah,
so good. Especially with milk. Mm. Are you a milk drinker? No.
I used to be. Yeah.
You can't because your tummy?
I just don't buy it anymore.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, milk's good. But I can imagine it's really, especially like cold milk and a sandwich of 6 or 12.
So like milk.
Quippy Queen.
I have Quippy Queen.
Yeah.
I have a few milk combos. I love milk with like a PB&J.
Oh, that's a good combo.
Love it. I need it.
That's a good combo.
I need it.
That's a really good combo.
PB&J milk is like the best. Yeah. I love that.
That's,
I can have
yeah,
it
there you go.
Any day. Or
are you a creamy or crunchy peanut butter?
Crunchy.
Really?
Crunchy.
Not sure I would have realized that. What about jam? Strawberry, grape, apricot, orange, marmalade.
Ooh.
I don't know.
I likey the... that's a good question. Strawberry or grape?
Okay.
I'm not too much. So, okay. With my peanut butter and jelly setup, I have to have peanut butter on both pieces of toast.
Oh.
And jelly on one, but I don't like it too jelly.
Okay.
It's like it's just like a nice just like just
so you're like a
thin
PB,
layer.
B and J.
PBBJ.
PBPBJ. Got it. Okay. Peanut butter jelly.
P triple B J.
Got it. Got it. Nice. So talk about self-control. How do you, where are you good at self-control and where are you not good at self-control?
Well, man, I goes back to the quote, anything you do is everything you do. So
okay.
It's like I have to practice self-control no matter what. I feel like everywhere I go. But like, what does that mean though?
I don't
like,
know. So what's the source of it? Are you excessive? Are you impulsive? Like, what,
I'm very impulsive.
Impulsive. See, I'm excessive. Not
yeah.
impulsive, but I'm excessive. So you're impulsive, but not necessarily excessive.
I can be excessive, too.
Can you? Okay. Okay.
Imagine it, an impulsive excessive.
That's, yeah. Okay. I get it. Hence the chest injury from 6 weeks ago, which I still feel bad about. But let me tell you something. That was something to watch. That
man,
strength.
It was a good time. It was probably the best set of my life.
It was, wasn't it?
It was.
And I got to witness it.
You got to witness it.
I still feel bad about it, but I still
it's okay.
witness it. So then how talk to me about how you deal with self-control.
How do I deal with
like,
self-control?
Like, do you punish yourself? How do you do it? Like, what do you do for that?
Self-control. That's a good question. I don't know how it's hard to answer. I feel like how my brain works is like if I know it's bad for me, I just decide not to do it anymore. So the day that I found out that that alcohol was a poison and that it stopped my digestive system, I literally stopped drinking.
Wow.
Because I knew that it was going to stop my gains. And wow. At that time, okay. It was my gains.
Okay.
And it was life was gains.
Got it.
And so it's like, why am I working so hard if I'm just going to throw away my gains like that?
Got it. Okay.
And so that's when I stopped drinking alcohol.
Got it.
Was because of that. And that's it.
Interesting. Okay. You
know? Name another one, I guess. I mean, I don't know.
Because does self-control come after you realize the consequences?
Yes.
So is there anything that you have less self-control over that you already know is bad for you and there are consequences?
Something that I know that is bad for me and then there's...
just can't control it.
I just can't control it. Pizza.
Pizza. If you like pepperoni pizza, I'm telling you that it is pretty good.
Pizza. I mean, like, I'll have it maybe once or twice a month.
Okay.
Consistently, though.
Okay.
So, like...
But is that a lack of self-control? Twice a month?
I guess it's controlling it.
Could be once a week.
It could be once... It was once a week.
Yeah, so you exercise some self-control. So is self-control relative, then? Is it relative to otherwise what you would be doing? Or is it absolute saying, well, it has to be everything or nothing? Like, how do you parse that out in your head?
Well, I guess it depends on the self-control. So, like, there's certain things that I completely took out of my life.
Yep.
You know, to be honest with you, because of God.
That's fair.
He has
a way of basically saying, oh, here's a mirror. Here's what you are. And like, okay.
I was just talking to Karen about that. It's like I've given up a lot of things for him.
Yeah.
And that I'm going to try my hardest not to to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
And actually, one thing that I'm trying to work on right now is cursing.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Thank you.
I do the same.
Yeah.
I slip up now and then, but...
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, because we're not perfect. We're not perfect.
No, I know. It sucks, too. I hate that.
We're not perfect.
I hate that.
But drugs and alcohol, like, that's... I think that's easy to... Not easy, but it's like once it's done, like, it's just like... Stop. Just don't even...
Got it. So you can...
Don't even go back. Don't do it.
Got it. Okay.
Don't do it.
That's fair. That's fair.
Love you. Bye.
See you, Cecily. Oh. Mm. For Cecily. Hugs, love her.
Love you.
She's so awesome.
Have a blessed day.
She's so awesome. Love her.
So when it comes to giving it up for, let's say, God, for me, like, I can't.
That's amazing. That's awesome.
I can't.
That's pretty powerful.
I can't. I just can't go back. Or else, like, I feel like I'm complete failure. But but when it comes to, like, food, I think food might be probably my only thing of self-control. But, like, even then, like, I don't think I have a problem with that.
Got it.
I don't think I have a problem with self-control. I think I'm aware. I'm pretty aware what I'm doing. And like, sure. I'm not that kind of person. It's like, oh, I shouldn't be doing this, but like, you know, like,
okay, that's fair.
You know, I don't think I have, it's like, no, I'm going to eat it.
Yeah. Got it.
I want it.
So
I'm eating it.
Something about intent. Yeah. No, I think intent does matter.
Intent.
Like if you know, like, you know what? I haven't had donuts in a while. I'm going to have a hamburger of 6 or 12 Quippy Queen donuts. Then, but if it's intentful, you're like, okay, this is what I'm doing. Who do we got?
Hermano.
Close. Oh, los.
Hey, hop into this cast real quick, bro. Yes.
You want to just smash cast? Let's plug him in. Boom. Actually, I'll give him my mic.
No. We'll plug him in. He's already in.
Cool.
Let's plug him in. Into the matrix. Not yet.
I don't hear him yet.
Put it on. Oh. And then put these on. See, that's what I love about Smashcast. So I want to give a shout out to my aunt. Aunt Beth, I love you. Thank you for being such a great supporter and amazing listener, and your words mean everything. So shout out to you, and thanks for listening again.
Is Carlos live yet?
So let's see.
Hello,
here.
Hello. Yes, I'm live.
No, you're not yet.
Yeah, what's going on?
Wait 1 second. Pause.
word from our sponsor, Harley Davidson.
Test, test. There we go.
There we go. Money. Sit down.
Here we go.
It's going to be a quick
pull it up.
2 minute.
That's right.
2 minute?
That's fine.
I got to get my squats in.
You got to get squats in. Why? You have your pre-workout going right now or what?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Really?
All right.
What you drink?
Celsius.
You drink Celsius?
Nice. Yes, sir. Hold on.
I want a Celsius right now.
There you go.
Peach nice. Vibe.
Peach vibe is peach vibe is great. So we're talking about self control, and we're talking about favorite ice creams. So like, what is your favorite ice cream?
Nice. You know, I've always been a favorite of the cookies and cream.
Ooh, oh, that's a good one.
I think you know this ice cream too. Handles.
Yes.
Have you tried it, Doug?
No, haven't.
Oh my gosh,
haven't. It's a good,
amazing.
Handles is good. It's it's homemade ice cream.
Oh, nice.
It's pretty good.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. What's your favorite from there?
Cookies and cream.
Cookies and cream. You said that. Cookies and cream.
For sure.
Nice.
They have a special on Tuesdays, so anybody listening, every Tuesday they have a special. I think it's like $2 for a small.
That's awesome.
And that's like 3 scoops, so
ooh,
2 or 3 scoops.
You're kidding me. Yeah. Wow.
Nice. So a quick intro to Carlos. This is Carlos Garcia. He is he works with SEO, search engine optimization. If you guys need any kind of like search engine optimization, he is your man.
Yep.
Definitely contact him.
For sure.
If you guys want to be on the first page of Google for your business, he's the man.
Yep.
Reach out to him.
Definitely.
Carlos, why don't you talk to the people about like what you do and like, you know, a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Like Carlos said, I do SEO for local businesses. E-commerce, stuff like that. I started this journey I started the business 2 to 3 years ago, and I got into digital marketing about five, six years ago. I did kind of like a drop shipping stuff, and then kind of failed at that. And then once I failed, I was like, you know what? This isn't for me, right? I kind of had that mindset, you know? And then a couple years later, I was like, you know what? I don't want to go through life knowing that I could have done better and I never fully tried, right?
Cool.
So I went back in and started doing SEO and found success with like some local businesses.
That's awesome.
Just kind of like had to build that grit, that perseverance, you know?
Love it.
And, people people regret what they didn't do, right? So at the end of their life, they kind of look back and they're like, I wish I did this.
Yeah.
I wish I did more of this, you know? And I didn't want to be that guy. So,
well, it's like they say the pain of regret is more than the pain of something. Isn't there something that says that? Something
yes.
Like that?
Sounds familiar.
But it's like living with regret is like, it's probably the worst thing you can live with.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Right? They say that hell is meeting yourself from another dimension who accomplished everything that you were supposed to accomplish.
Ooh, hold on. Say that again.
So I saw a meme, but they say that hell is when you meet yourself from another dimension who is everything that you should have been.
That's rough.
Yeah.
That would be brutal.
That is tough.
Like, okay, I'm going to put the phone down now and actually do something.
For sure.
Oh, man.
So Carlos, what about your fitness journey?
Oh, okay, yeah.
What about that? What brings you here to Smash? Like, why are you working out today?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I just want to be the best I can be, you know?
Cool.
Physically, mentally, spiritually.
That's
cool. So, and, you know, I wanted to work with my buddy here and help him support his business.
Yep.
And, you know, I'm actually new to powerlifting. So all this is new to me.
Nice.
I'm PRing this week, so.
Nice.
I tried 225 the day before yesterday.
Okay. Nice.
I think you saw me.
Yeah.
I failed on that.
That's all right. Well, you tried it. That's
I did 215, which is a new PR for
me.
That's
awesome.
That's awesome, man.
It's a big deal.
Yeah. So, yeah, just trying to get stronger. Build up some muscle.
Yep.
And, yeah, kind of like set the example for my child and my next child that's coming. So
that's cool. Love you have it. Another child coming.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, I'll tell my daughter, bye, I'm going to the gym. And she's like, oh, bye. And then I'll come back. And then she's like, gym? You come back from gym? Yeah.
Nice.
So kind of like setting that example.
How old is she?
Amazing.
She is 2.5. It's going to be 3
amazing.
Soon.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
For sure.
Your new baby, boy, girl. Do we know?
I don't know yet. Okay. Yeah, we'll find out.
What's your guess? So it's here live now. What's your guess?
Yeah, here we go.
Boy. Yeah. And you know what? Anybody who knows me, like, not a lot of people know that my girlfriend's pregnant.
Oh, shit.
They do know.
Yeah, they do know for sure. Spoiler alert.
Sorry, man.
Spoiler alert. Yeah. So.
Joppa.
Joppa in the house.
Joppa. Yeah, so.
Okay, well.
They just found out.
Well,
there we go.
There
we go.
For sure.
There's no one live right now. Yeah. So,
okay. You know,
so you have to listen to the recording.
We can cut that later.
They have to listen to 30 minutes of it.
Yeah. Okay.
For it to go. Sure. So it's a nice Easter egg.
For sure.
It's
Easter egg. And on that cue, I think I should go.
Yeah, there you go. blame it on us. Send your girlfriend.
No, not at all.
But you did say you have a new baby coming in, though.
That's true.
You did say that.
Oh, okay. So you spelled the beans first.
No, I didn't say you guys did. No, I didn't.
Got it.
Oh, that's funny.
I spelled the beans here on your platform.
Oh, got it. Got it. Nice. That's awesome.
So yeah.
Well, thanks for joining with us.
Yeah. No, thanks for having me. Of course, bro. Maybe next time we can you know, expose you a little bit more.
Yeah, for sure.
We can go from there.
Sounds good.
I love you, man.
All right, love you too,
buddy. Yes. Have a good one, guys. Awesome.
Joppa, do you want to hop on real quick? Yes.
Smashcast.
Joppa.
Let's see. There's this.
Here's your headphones.
And this needs to be turned on. Okay. Here we go. It's Joppa.
What up?
Hey,
Joppa. That's kind of sick.
So, this is Edward, a.k.a. For people who love him and know him in martial arts or jiu-jitsu, Joppa. Joppanero.
We out here.
Yes.
Nice. Cool. Yeah. It's kind of funky.
So, what's your story, Joppa?
Yeah, what's your story?
For those people who don't know the Joppa,
who is you?
Who is Joppa?
I'm a Super Saiyan. You know,
okay.
I moved here like 4 years ago to Las Vegas for jiu-jitsu.
Cool.
Trained with Renato Canuto and Raquel. That was like a main purpose of me coming out and moving because I loved their style and, you know, the athleticism and the technique is super cool. So I made the move out here, and ever since that was my nickname. I'm actually Korean, but you know, a lot of people call me Joppa because. Go to South America, you see a lot of Joppas out there. That's the history of that, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. That's funny.
I love that.
So you loved Canuto and Raquel's style so much that you moved out here?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was also...
That's
it
amazing.
Was, also, it was quarantine. COVID was happening.
Yep.
I was from Northern California. Everything was locked down.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Welcome
to California.
I would come down to Vegas, you know, for American Nationals and whatnot. My parents loved Vegas, so we'd come down here every once in a while. And I met them like a couple of trips ago. And, you know, that's when they're at Venom. And I started training with them over there, and it was just sick. And COVID happened. We were locked out. I was training out of my garage with a couple boys.
Yep.
And then after that, I was like, I knew... You know, Las Vegas a little bit more open than Cali, so I moved out here, started training with them, and stayed.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
I didn't know if it was going to be long-term or whatnot, but I just made that move, and it happened to become long-term for
sure. That's amazing.
Yeah. Nice, man. I'm glad that you stayed.
Yeah, super nice.
Yeah.
Training here is nice too. Look at the scenery. This cool whole setup and stuff. This is sick. Like, most people don't get to really see stuff live, but if you do come down here, it actually looks like what they do on social media and stuff. It's sick.
It's true.
Look at all the rigs.
No, you're good.
I got all the rigs, a big turf. It's perfect, dude. The temperature is nice in here. Fresh water.
You know, I love it.
That's how you do it. Like, you know, you go to gyms, you got to feel out the whole atmosphere.
That's true, bro. Good point.
Yeah, and we love to have you here, man. So Joppa, he's a trainer here. He does he's a Taekwondo black belt, Jiu-Jitsu black belt, and so he's out here getting it, man. Like he's training a girl right now for her black belt, right?
That's right.
Yeah, she's about to get a Taekwondo black belt.
And so you see all walks of life here, you know, and
for sure.
We're blessed to have you, man. Right. Seriously. Yeah.
Glad to be here. Blessed to be here.
Oh.
Yeah, this is sick.
So let's say someone is like on the fence about starting like martial arts in general. Like what would you tell them?
Good question. A lot of times the hardest part is even getting in the door. It could be very intimidating. Like even going to a gym and local gym, it's very intimidating. First you walk up and there's a bunch of people looking at you like deer in the headlights. So the best thing is just walk up in there, hop on the mat, like do your trial class. Everyone's very friendly. Most gyms, you know, that's the hardest part. Just getting your foot in the door. So you gotta, like taking off your clothes, putting on a gi or a rash guard or whatever, you know, uniform, different kind of martial arts and stuff.
Yep.
That's the first step. Like walking around, it's a whole new atmosphere. Yeah. So, and this is for like people who have never trained before. Like, obviously, like, if you train and you go to different gyms, you already know the atmosphere. But for the first timers, like, to go down there, see what the atmosphere is, see, like, how everyone trains, and that's the hardest part. After that, it's like, either you like it or you don't. There's no middle ground.
Right? Got it. Mm-hmm. That's convenient to at least have no middle ground. Yeah. It's like you'll know pretty quickly. You love it or you don't. And it's like, okay, it cool. Yeah. It makes it very simple.
Yeah. Sometimes it'll take like a week, but you know, you're never going to sit there and be like, I don't know about this. You're like, oh, that's pretty cool. I want to come back tomorrow.
I don't know about, like, after 3 months. Like, you know, I'm still not sure about, like, no.
Yeah. No, you know.
You love it or you don't.
Yeah, you'll know. Yeah.
So martial arts, you think that's something that everyone should do? Or what do you think about that?
For me personally, I think everybody should know some sort of martial arts. It's different from different states, but what I noticed in Las Vegas, it's a high martial art like city, you know, capital of UFC. This is where everything is. So people walking around out here, if they're local here, they probably know something.
Yeah.
Or they can.
Good point. Good point. Yeah. Or they can.
The city's different.
Or both.
Yeah, the city's different. Like, people know jiu-jitsu, boxing, kickboxing, taekwondo. It's all out here. Yeah? Yep. And if that's not out here, you get your CCW real quick out here.
Yeah.
Nice.
So let's say like there's like a confrontation. Like would you be the first one to respond, or would you be the last one?
Like on a one-on-one confrontation?
Yeah. Let's say I mean, there's something popping off. Okay. Like, let's say like there's something popping off that's not relatable. Like, would you engage? Or would you not engage?
Depend on the scenario. Like, if it's like a big dude trying to beat up like a kid with a mom and stuff, I try to like help out. But if like two dudes are having a confrontation, I like to stay away. Like, it's not my scene. Like,
for sure.
See where it goes. Like, you never know what happens, especially out here. Like, two people are drunk and fighting, like, somebody might pull something out. It's a different scenario. Like, But if it's like in a concert or in a building, it's a different story. I'll probably try to help and stop that instead of like pulling out my phone and trying to record like what most people do. I'd probably try to like stop the whole situation. But if there's like a 30-on-30 brawl outside and there's like a sideshow going on, I'll probably
Well, I think that's a good point that you just brought up, that if a man was beating up on a child or a woman, you would intercede.
Yeah, that's just like where I come from. That's just like, I don't want to say about it, but that's just fucked up. Like, where I come from, that's hella fucked up. If you're like somebody taking advantage of somebody who's like strong, like you're stronger, you're taking advantage of somebody weaker, even like bullying, that's like not cool. If I see like a kid getting bullied, or like if you drive by and you see like 15 kids on one kid, I'd probably stop that. That kind of scenario, I'll stop.
I love that, because most people won't.
Honest
with you, most people won't. They're too scared of what would happen or something, you know. It's like, or it's like, it's none of my business.
Well, and not without precedence. I mean, some people who've stepped in have gotten sued and on trial and went to jail and all that kind of stuff. So there is a little bit of risk of that, but you have to make the personal decision to say, you know what, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. This needs to stop, and someone needs to stop it, and I'm going to be that individual.
For sure. I mean, so if it gets presented to you, you know, I think
fair.
If you have the means, I think that's very honorable, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, man. Do you have a client right now?
No, I don't. I was about to get buff.
You about to get buff, bro?
Too late. You're already there, bro.
What are you about to do today? What's your workout today?
Today, I'll probably do a lot of air bike. I do some back. I do a lot of upper body. I'm not going to tell you all my secrets, you know. I'm training for something
nice
soon coming up. But I'm about to get a good workout. Nice. But if you do want to come watch, you know where I'm at.
Nice. Hey, nice. There
smash,
you go.
Smash Iron Fitness, baby.
There you go. There you
That's funny.
Yeah.
Well, do you wanna leave with a message to anybody? We'll wrap it up right here.
Yeah. The message that I'll wrap it up with, like, if you're thinking about doing martial arts, because that's the topic we're on right now, just go into a local gym wherever you are. It could be any state. Hop in. Most people who carry a BJJ black belt, they've trained really hard. It's one of the hardest black belts to get. Walk up in there. If you're curious about it, go and do a trial class and see if you like it or not. That's the message. Yeah.
Awesome. Cool. Thank you.
Cool.
And we'll end it with there. Thanks guys for joining us for Smashcast number 27. Catch us next week. Thank you, Joppa, for being on.
Yes, sir.
Have a blessed day, guys.
Catch you guys later.
Peace.